Good morning to all you listeners out there. I am so excited what God is speaking today and the word of the Lord for today. And the word for the Lord today is how to be led by the Spirit of God. How many of you guys have ever had that question? You thought, you know, I really want to learn how to be led by the Spirit of God. I've thought things, I've had promptings, but I'm not really sure. You know, God, was that you? Well, I'm so glad that you're listening this morning, because I'm going to break it down and teach you line upon line how you can know how to be led by the Spirit of God. One of the first things we do is that we must acknowledge that He, the Spirit of God, is present inside of us and wants to guide us through life. That's as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. One of the most important things we can do is to acknowledge His leadership and to refuse to allow situations to move us. See, that's very important, that we refuse to allow situations to move us. As believers, we have the ability to bypass natural processes and tap into the supernatural realm. The Holy Spirit teaches us how to remain victorious in the natural realm. Now, some of the key points that I'm going to go over here today is going to be: those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. How does the Holy Spirit guide you? I'm going to talk about some identifiers to let you know, are you in the flesh or are you being led by the Spirit? I'm going to also go over some safeguards that you can use when you think you have heard from God. So let me start and lay down the foundation, and then I'm going to build on it, of course, with the Word of God. Now, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You can find that in Romans 8, 14 through 16. We must submit to Him and yield ourselves to His leadership. When we think about who we really are, the spirit part of man is the part that can be born again. This is the one that was recreated in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new." So the point in time when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's you have become a new creature. You have become a new person in Christ Jesus. So all that old stuff that you did before you received Jesus is underneath the blood. You got a new beginning and a fresh start. Glory to God. But one thing that we must know is that we must remember that we are what we call a tripart being. What does that mean? That you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. That's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. You, one thing that we must realize is that our soul and our spirit are two different entities. You are a spirit being who has a soul and lives in a physical body. That's Hebrews 4:12. Now, the Holy Spirit speaks to the spirit. That's the part of us that He speaks to. You see, He dwells within our spirit. That's according to Proverbs 20:27 and John 14:16 and 17. We have been freely given the Holy Spirit. He is also called the Spirit of Truth. And you know one of His jobs is, and that is to guide us through this life with the truth of the Word of God. In John 16:13, 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Now let's talk about how does the Holy Spirit guide you. Well, first of all, He will lead you by an inward witness. What do I mean by that? There are times in life when you get a nudge, a caution within your spirit, where, say, for instance, you get this about a certain situation or thing, and you say, I don't know about that. That just doesn't feel right. You need to go with that nudging and that prompting, because that's the Spirit of God trying to talk to you, to try to let you know, warning, don't go any further on that situation. So that's why it's important that you need to quiet your mind in those times and calm down those emotions from making decisions. We need to learn how to wait patiently to the sense and the inward witness of the Spirit of God. The next thing that we must do We need to seek God in prayer and pray in the spirit. Why? When we pray in the spirit, we're praying for those things that we know not of. And that's when the Holy Spirit comes alongside of us to help and assist us to pray that perfect prayer through whatever it is that we're going through in life. You see, the Spirit of God, He will lead you through an inward voice, which is your spirit. And He speaks to your spirit based on what it receives from the Holy Spirit. Now, let me explain that some more. This is able to break it down on how to know the difference between being led by your spirit versus your body or your soul. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there that say, you know what? I want to know the difference. I want to really know the difference of when I'm really walking in the spirit or when I'm really walking in the flesh. Let's talk about that. There's some identifiers that you could be able to break down to be able to know, are you walking in the spirit or are you walking in the flesh? First of all, the human body is governed by the senses. Well, what does that mean? Your body is governed by the five senses. That means it's governed by your seeing, what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and also by your feelings. One thing you could think about, check this out. Have you looked in your wallet lately? Have you checked out your checking account for a minute? When you know that you're being led by your flesh and not by the spirit, you will look at that checkbook that says zero balance, or you look in your pocket or in your wallet and say, it looks like there's no money there. But when you go to the Word of God, according to Psalms 112:3, you begin to speak and decree and declare that wealth and riches will be in my household. That's how you know the difference of when you're walking in the flesh by what you see. You're speaking either what you see or you're going to speak what the Word of God says. How many times have you been given assignment or given a job or given a task to do, and you say to yourself, well, you know, I don't feel I could really do this? That lets you know. If you begin to speak stuff like that over yourself, then you know that you're not being led by the Spirit of God, but you're being led by your flesh, by your body, by your emotions. And you need to speak and decree Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then say, for instance, you have somebody come to you. They tell you, you know what? You can't do that. You're not qualified to do that. Well, you don't have the skills to do that. Why, you're this. Why, you're that. You could either listen to that voice, which is not God, or you could go in and tap in into the Spirit of God and hear what He has to say, and then begin to speak it and decree it and declare it over your life. Like Psalms 5:12, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him with a shield. Glory to God. We need to begin to speak that, decree that, declare that over your life, that God's favor surrounds you like a shield. That needs to be our confession. So therefore, we walk by faith and not by sight. Another part of our being is our soul. And the soul comprises the will, the mind, the emotions. You could even break it down even more. Your mind, your intellect, your imagination, your understanding, or your memory. But one thing that you must know, that if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, you need to throw it out. Because there's a lot of things that are out there that looks like, appears like, it's never going to happen in your life. But you got to stand fast on the Word of God and lock in with Him and speak, decree, declare only what God says about you. Now, how you know that you're walking in the Spirit? Because the Spirit is the real you, the one that's connected to God. And when you go into the Word of God in John 15:7, it says, if you, that's you and me, if we abide in, if you abide in me, in the Lord, and His word, there it goes, that's the key right there, and His word abides in you, you will ask what you desire and it will. That means it shall be done. It says in the Word of God, it shall be done for you. So that's why we got to spend time meditating in the Word of God, confessing the Word of God, speaking only what God says about our situation. And that way you'll know whether you're being led by the Spirit of God or you're being led by the flesh, your emotions, your intellect, your body. You're being moved by everything that's going on around about you. Because I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. There's some of you out there even today that you're going through so many challenges, you're wondering like, when is this going to ever end? I'm here to tell you, keep on standing on the Word of God. Keep on standing on the promises of God, because God's going to bring you through that situation. There's so many times when we're going through so much pressure, so much issues in life, that we say, God, can you please just like take me out of the situation? But you know what? It doesn't happen like that. You have to go through those situations. Why? Because that's a part of the processes. This is not even my message. I'm just speaking by the Spirit of God this morning. We got to go through the processing of God, and God will process us that we'll be so seasoned in our life that nothing or no one will begin to take us off track from the Word of God and His plan, His destiny for our lives. Because see, God wants to do great and mighty things in each and every one of our lives, but we got to get connected to Him. We got to lock in with Him. We got to know how to be led by the Spirit of God. And how one way we can know is by spending time with Him. Because you'll be so familiar with His voice that when you hear anything that doesn't sound like your Heavenly Father, you say, back up, hold up, that's not my daddy, and I don't receive that. Then you learn how to cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Glory to God. Stay focused. Be led by the Spirit of God. The next point I want to talk about is that we can really learn how to train our spirits to hear the Spirit of God by doing the following things. One, feeding on the Word of God. In Joshua 1:8, the Word of God says, "This book of the law shall not depart from our mouth or from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is in it, in the name of Jesus." So it's important that we continue to feed on the Word of God. Point two, it's important that we walk in the love of God. In 1 John 4:7, the Word of God says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, that knoweth God." And if you really know God, you'll walk in the love of God with one another. It's time out for all that strife and contention in the body of Christ. But how is the world gonna know who we are? It's because we walk, we flow in the love of God. Glory to God. The next point is to pray in the Spirit. In Romans 8:26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but it's the Spirit Himself who," glory to God, woo, "He helps us. He assists us to pray that perfect prayer." He's the one that builds us up in those times of weakness. When we start praying in the Holy Ghost, we begin to power up. Glory to God. We get supercharged. Hallelujah. It's like putting a plug into the outlet where you get supercharged, and the outlet is the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, because we get connected to Him. Therefore, the power source comes upon us and through us, and there goes that power that we need to live and to walk our everyday life. And the next thing is spending time with God. You know, in Matthew 6:13, the Word of God says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Whenever you go through situations in life, it says to seek God first, not second, not third, not calling your friend first and say, "Oh, I'm really going through these challenging times." Well, you know what? Then they must be the one that got the answer for you. Because if you go to them instead of God, then they're going to be the one that you're going to be going to all the time. But God wants us to go to Him first, because He's the only one to know the situation situation that you're going through, all the pitfalls, all the dangers, all the traps, all the schemes of the wicked one. And he'll give you the strategies. He'll give you the keys to know how to maneuver in the spirit and to annihilate every work of darkness that comes against you, your family members, your friend, your job situation, your business endeavors. He'll begin to reveal to you what he has in store for you, and also the plots and the plan that the enemy has waiting for you. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to shout out there. Amen. Because this is a time of impartation. This is a time of revelation knowledge to come forth through these airways this day. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And in closing, I'm going to talk about the safeguards to use when you think you've heard from God. Because a lot of people sometimes think that they hear from God, but you know what? You need to know that you know that you know that you heard from God, and it's not some other spirit that's out there. Okay, let's go on with that. The first thing, when you heard something, does it require faith and courage? Think about it. Next point. Does it go against the reasoning and rationalizations of this world? Think about it. Does it line up with the Word of God? Think about it. Because if it's lined up with the Word of God, I don't care how good it sounds, it's not God. Wake up and smell the coffee. Because it's not Folgers. Ha ha! Glory! The next thing, does it bring peace? When God speaks to you, it's going to bring peace. When you don't have no peace, when you don't have no rest, when you feel torment about a decision that you have to make, that's not God. So you need to hold up. You need to wait till you're led and directed by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to give you all the scripture references of everything that I went over for you to be able to go back at your own time and go over the Word of God so you can meditate on it. I went over Romans 8, 14 through 16, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, Hebrews 4, 12, Proverbs 20, 27, John 14, 16, and 17, John 16 and 13, and 1 Corinthians 2, 12. One more time, I'm going to recap what I went over. We talked about those who are led by the Spirit of God. They're the children of God. How does the Holy Spirit guide you? You learn this by the inward witness. It's by that nudge. It's by the caution within your spirit telling you what to do, what not to do. You learned about how to know the difference between being led by your spirit versus your body or your soul. You learned about the identifiers. You learned about how your body is controlled by the five senses and seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting and feeling. You learn the difference between when you're standing on the Word of God or when you're speaking what you see or what's going on around about you. You learned the difference between your soul, how it comprised the will, the mind, the emotions. You learned about your spirit, how it's your spirit, man, glory to God, that's connected to God. You learned about how what you need to do to train your spirit, feeding on the Word of God, walking in love, praying in tongues, and spending time with God. And you know what? My time is up. It's been a blessing talking to you this day, and I will talk to you next time. This is Dr. L. Tanya James bringing you the Word of God.